Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday Pacific time here on the Bottled Business Sense Show. I want to welcome all our viewers back to our show here this morning. Today, Bill is going to discuss the differences between a trademark and a service mark. So, but before we get into that discussion, I want to welcome Bill onto the show. So how are you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing great, Rick. I'm doing just great. And I thought today's topic would be a little interesting because it has some overlapping concepts of branding and marketing, of course, which I know you have an interest in. And I thought I'd start out the show by saying, okay, what does a trademark and service mark have in common generally? And that is pretty easy to distinguish. Both are issued by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. And what do we try to do when we have either one of these two things before we get into describing the distinctions? What do we generally want to do? Well, we want to protect the brand by protecting a product or service, right? And we want to connect that brand to that product and or that service so no one else can interfere with it or make it convoluted or confuse other people. All of these things, service mark, trademark, they fall under what typically people refer to as intellectual property. So if you're not satisfied with what your business attorney is telling you in establishing some of these things, find someone who is an intellectual property lawyer. In any way, what are we again trying to prevent? We're trying to prevent the hijacking of our brand. And we are trying to differentiate ourselves from other brands that may be in similar categories. So let's get into that a little bit. What's a trademark? Well, a trademark is a word, phrase, symbol, or design, such as a business name or logo that identifies the source of a product. Some companies have multiple trademarks. I bet you can't think of the – well, you obviously can't think of the one I'm thinking of, Rick, because you're not a mind reader. But off the top of your head, probably the most famous one would be Nike, right? Nike has trademarks on its brand name. In other words, its swoosh logo, you know? And then it also has a tagline, which is just do it, right? So they have multiple elements of their brand. So when you brand something, you're not just relegated to one branding type of trademark or service mark. You can have multiple ones. The ones that I have would be my shield, right, Rick? WFB, right. Legal Consulting.
That's correct.
And what else would I have?
Well, then you'd have
The tagline.
Protecting others. Right,
the tagline. Right. So much like Nike, I'm not as big as Nike, but I have that similarity in common. So now that we've said that, what's a service mark? Well, a service mark distinguishes what? I mean, it says it right in the name. Services of one company from those services of another. So we're talking services versus products, right? Service mark versus trademark. What would be one of the most famous service marks or slogans can think of? I mean, I can right off the top of my head. I'm thinking of it. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with airplanes.
Airplanes. Boy, that could be anything though.
Well, Rick's a little on the slow side today. You know, you live in that California life over there.
And I know. I've only had one cup of coffee so far this morning. So.
Well, how about fly the friendly skies?
Hmm.
Right?
There you go.
I mean, we all have heard of that. We all think of a company in particular when we hear that that service mark tagline. So whether a company needs a trademark or service mark may get confusing. But, for example, there is a company that has a service mark or provides services and products at the same time that we can think of. And the one that comes to mind for me is Burger King. The company provides a service, but it also sells products like the famous Whopper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So companies can therefore register both a trademark and a service mark where it is applicable. Having made, you know, that's the small distinction between a service mark and a trademark, having pointed you in the direction of what kind of an attorney you need to utilize to establish that, let's talk about what would be some of the benefits for registering a trademark or service mark. Well, you get what? More extensive protection. Let's talk about this for a minute, Rick. When you have an LLC, for example, like you do,
mm-hmm.
you receive some protection of your brand name in the state where it's registered because nobody can go and copy your name in the state of California.
Correct.
But when you register your brand as a trademark or a service mark, now you have the federal government protection in all 50 states, right? That's what you do when you go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark website and you register your service mark or trademark. Now you have protection in all 50 states, and it gives you peace of mind that people won't copy your service mark or trademark, not only in the state in which you've created your entity, but also in all 50 states. We talked about how you apply for it. You go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or you go to their website. But it's very wise to do some research to make sure that someone else hasn't filed for a trademark or a service mark already. Now, what from your standpoint, Rick, what, you know, from a marketing or a branding standpoint, it's important to have either a service mark or a trademark, right?
Yeah, it can be, depending upon how big you are and what that service or branding is. It can certainly, you know, from my perspective, it can certainly establish a sense of brand credibility or service credibility and uniqueness.
Well, you're in a very competitive field, right, in video marketing. Mm-hmm. So does it benefit you to have either a service mark or a trademark?
Not necessarily. Not in my case. You know, I'm a kind of a boutique type of video marketer and production house. But I could see in, you know,
that's a good point. So, in other words, as you grow, as you expand, and you get more popular, if you want to use the word more famous, you're going to need a greater protection of your brand, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And that's an important distinction I want to impress upon people. Legal field, very competitive. Mm-hmm. Video marketing field, very competitive. Dental field, medical field. You know, sometimes you're in a profession where your mark is going to be more important than others, than other situations. And sometimes it depends on the stage of the growth of your business, which is going to make the mark more important at a particular time. So what then do we mean when we use the symbols TM or SM? Because you may not be ready to actually file yet for a trademark or a service mark. So let me explain that a little bit. Before a company has its trademark or service mark approved by the United States Patent and Trademark Office, otherwise known as the USPTO, it can use either the symbol, quote, TM, that's capital TM, unquote, or, quote, capital SM, unquote, after the name, phrase, or design that you're seeking to protect. This is showing that the company is claiming the wording or the symbol as its own, and it can help deter other businesses from using that intellectual property while you decide whether to file for an official mark Or you may have already filed for a mark, but you're awaiting for the approval from the Patent and Trademark Office. So that's an important distinction. You can use those symbols to do what, Rick? To actually put people on notice, right? That this is what you're intending to do. You're intending to brand your business. Maybe it's not the most gigantic business going, but it's an important business. It has an important service and or product, and you're putting people on notice. The other thing I wanted to cover briefly before we close the show is you can file a what's called an intent to use document form from the USPTO website, and you can reserve a trademark or a service mark. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you, Rick, file an intent to use application on a particular mark, service mark or trademark, on, let's say, we'll pick next month, August 20th, and another company files an actual use application on August 24th, 4 days after you, but they're filing an application, you're only filing an intent to use for the same mark. Even if the first company doesn't file for actual use, that's you, you only filed an intent. Even if you don't file an application for actual use and begin to use the mark in commerce until after August 24th, that other company would not be granted necessarily that trademark or service mark. In other words, since you filed an intent to use first and they filed an actual application to use second, the office would generally protect you because you've filed your intent to use, even though you haven't actually filed an application to put it into effect. Yeah. So that's important stuff. And then I wanted to give a little bit of an idea that you get 6 months to file an actual use application after you submit an intent to use. So you've got 6 months to decide, but guess what? You get up to 5 extensions. So you can get these 6 month extensions up to 5 times, which will give you time to protect your mark while you're growing your business to the point to where maybe you now want to file an actual application to use the mark, right?
So basically you have up to 3 years. Is that what you're saying?
Well, whatever 6 times 5 is, Rick, and that seems to be that's for an accountant to decide. I'm not going to. But kidding aside, yes. And the cost can vary to get a trademark or a service mark anywhere between, you know, $200 to $500. Because when you apply, and I'm not going to get into this, but there are various classes that you can apply to, classes of services or products. And depending on how many classes you want to mark, that can drive the price up or down. And then last but not least, Rick, you are entitled to have your trademark or service mark in effect for 10 years, and then it can be renewed for another 10 years with no limit on subsequent 10-year terms. So you can keep renewing it every 10 years. So again, I hope this has kind of given some people, business people, a lead into how to get a service mark or a trademark, what the distinctions are, as minute as they are, and how to maybe do an SM or TM mark, so to speak, and file an intent to use before they actually file an application to register the mark.
So I know a question will come up. So once you do file for a TM or an SM, what's the designation of approval once it's registered by the USPTO?
Well, what do you mean when you say designation of approval? You mean how long does it take?
No. So how do we know the difference of the TM on a logo or on a, you know, or SM on a
because after you put your name or your phrase or whatever it is you intend to mark in the future, you simply put the little initials next to the phrase or the mark, capital TM or capital SM, depending on whether it's a trademark or a service mark.
So then what's the difference between a TM, SM, and the R? Like for you see your R behind R in a circle.
Well, once you get the official mark registered, then it's R for registered. You also have the paperwork then to back up the fact that you now have an actual mark whether it be service or trademark. Whereas you're not going to get that that paperwork if you just file an intent to use, because that intent to use hasn't been actually applied for yet.
Right.
So hopefully that will give everybody a, you know, kind of a general idea of where to go. Again, on this show, we try to point people in the right direction. It's impossible to apply everybody's specific circumstance to a show, let alone do that in 15 or 20 minutes or sometimes a maximum half an hour. We just can't do that. But we want to give you free advice, recognizing that this isn't legal advice, because no one here is my client. No one here is Rick's client. Rick's not a lawyer. He doesn't intend to commit malpractice or fraud in any way. He is here to ask questions and to get a dialogue going so everybody can at least be enlightened a little bit and then be given the road to go down if they're serious about doing these things that we talk about on the show. So having said all that, Rick, once again, where can everybody get a hold of us if they need to?
Yeah, that's right. If you have any specific questions, you can start with Bill, obviously, in regards to our topic today. His information is right below this video on this blog post. So go ahead and reach out to him either via email or just call him directly. He's always available to answer your questions. You can also go to social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. Just search for Bottle Business Sense Show. And then also, if you are interested in viewing more episodes regarding legal, business, marketing topics, then go to our website at bottlebusinesssenseshow.com. There are a whole host of different categories that you can review and or rewatch this episode if you want to do that. So we welcome you to come visit. Reach out to us if you have any questions, and want to thank Bill for this information on this topic today. It's very short and sweet, but hopefully it's informative for our viewers out there today.
I hope so. And thank you, Rick, for all that you do in putting this show together and making it get published. And you know, you can find us on YouTube if the quickest way. You can go to our website, bottlebusinesssenseshow.com, or WFBLegalConsulting.com, and find the Bottle Business Sense Show there too. But boy, if you just want to zip over to Bottle Business Sense Show on YouTube, you can find all our videos there as well. So thanks again, Rick. We'll see you guys next time for another great show. Have a very, very prosperous week.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye now.